Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's not like that.
When a person shows you who they are, believe them. Maya Angelou, book it. That's all right. Well, you guys were out getting hammered and slobber knockered on Saturday night. Guess what I was doing? Watching a Ulysses S. Grant documentary. So, yeah. Put some respect on
that. Well, you and Alex were doing the same thing, sleeping.
So. What's that?
So you and Alec were doing the same thing.
I was up to about 1 o'clock. Then I started watching the Ernest Hemingway documentary.
It was up to 1.
There you go. Filthy McNasties, real quick. Back in my senior year of high school.
Oh, man.
Okay. It was actually before you. Actually, how old are you?
26.
Oh, God. Would
you have to send a raven to your girlfriend?
What's that? Well, we didn't have cell phones. Well, we did, but you know, they were the bigger ones.
That was pager times, right?
They were pager times. Yes, that's
that was
right.
Not even a hit. I was literally
right.
Guessing.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Were we at war at the time?
I created our senior men's t-shirt. All right, because it was a Catholic school, and so we had I had a scantily clad woman on the back of the shirt.
Okay,
and she had a bikini on, and our school logo on the left breast.
Because she's hot, sir. With huge boobs.
That's exactly what she was too, and on the bottom of the shirt it said it's going to be Filthy McNasty. So there you have it.
Maybe that's what I got the bar name.
That was
from
1998, 1999.
You should have asked for that trademark.
For all my class of 1999ers out there, stand up. You guys know what time it is. All right, we got our boy Grant Afseth. Dallas. Hold on. I wrote it down here because.
Let's see what you got. Let's see.
DallasHoopsJournal.com. Go check it out. DallasHoopsJournal.com. Check it out. Can they follow it? Can they like, subscribe? What do they do?
Yeah, actually, I post most of the video stuff on my YouTube, just my name. But it's a boring Twitter feed if you follow the account page. I'm just retweeting myself.
Bro, you gotta look. Don't say that. Don't tell them it's boring. It's informative and action packed. All right,
just follow me. It makes it simpler.
That's what needs to be done. I was gonna say, I'll if you need a hype man, me and Blake, you wouldn't want to be Fat Joe's hype man. I don't know if you guys heard the latest on that.
What did Fat Joe do?
Oof. What didn't he do, apparently?
Seriously. Where are you at on the Diddy trial?
The baby oil coming
out. I can't say I followed it closely.
Fair enough. That's the right answer, too, by the way.
Good PR comment.
have too many answers.
See, look, here's the thing. Now that we've kind of eased Grant into the show, all right, and we've overcome the stodginess, and you know, now that you're here, and
look, wait,
now
did you just use that word? That was the correct way to use that word. That's great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm familiar.
So I didn't know what stodge meant, and so I went to a restaurant, and they had me stodge, and I was like, "What does this word even mean?" You just used it, and that was makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
That's a word, not even just restaurant related.
Yeah, see, I've been doing this longer than almost you two have been alive. So
what does stodge mean? And if you were to look up in the dictionary,
well, stodginess is just kind of like the
trial period.
Well, there's that, but then also too, just kind of the stiff, like we're getting over the getting to know you period. Yeah. Like we're still kind of like, I don't want to be too over the top, but now it's kind of like, hey, Gloves are off.
Gloves are off.
Okay, but in a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Grant's throwing haymakers now. Let's get into
Grant's about to throw haymakers because, by the way, we said till 10, but we called Grant's mom. She's giving him. she's taking the curfew off. Okay. Now, by the way, what part of Dallas are you from anyway?
From Plano.
Plano. Okay. You still up there?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. 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 Isn't our boy? Isn't Ross Lebinski from Plano?
I want to say. Or is he from
Allen?
I think he's Plano.
Okay. He went to school in Allen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
877-811.
I think Trevor's walking in with information.
Why do you ask
he's from
people,
Allen.
Not you, I'm saying people in general. Why do people ask you what high school you went to? Why is that such a common question? I don't know how it helps any kind of conversation.
Who you know, who you grew up with.
That's it.
What you rooted for.
Especially, and then
what high school did you go to? Gives an answer. I don't know that.
Maybe how smart you
are.
Well,
that, and we can find out if your football team was any good or not, and then we'll make fun of you accordingly.
Okay, that's fair. I like that.
Arlington
answer.
Martin, right?
Miles Garrett, pretty good at football, huh?
This is his only comeback. Yeah, one guy.
He's only the best player on defense. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What are you, the UT Arlington, the Arlington Martin, Garrett Miles? Miles Garrett? I mean, is that what we're doing here?
Cooper Flagg is going to be here.
I'm excited.
On Wednesday.
I'm excited. Do we know what number he's going to be, by the way?
I don't think so. Not
Somebody
yet.
Said 30. I think CA hinted at 32. Have you heard those rumblings yet?
No, I think they're they formalized that after they're drafted and things of that nature. I don't know if I would lie about a jersey number. So
we know it's not two, right? We know Derek Lively's not giving his number.
They did
up.
Just do a massive Dwight Powell jersey sell.
Really?
What do you mean jersey sell?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I saw the Dallas Mavericks. They put a bunch of Dwight Powell jerseys on sale.
Like discounted or selling for sale?
I'm assuming.
I mean, he did just opt in to his players, so that might be
our goat is back.
I mean, that could very well be just hey, this is your lifetime achievement award. We're gonna sell your jersey, the 20 that are left, and see if anybody wants them.
Hey, Dwight Powell's best player.
No, there's five rows. I'll send you a picture. I'll do a deep.
Okay, when you say sale, do you mean discounted?
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll look more into it.
Find out what we can get a Dwight Powell jersey for right now if we want.
I want the swingman one.
That's right. That's right.
Cooper Flagg will be here on Wednesday, presumably.
He's gonna be here, right?
Yeah, no, that's
We can't put it in writing, though. It hadn't happened yet.
No,
a team might trade up. They might say, we'll give you Giannis and Doc Rivers.
Look, we get it. We understand half the city can't, well, probably more than half, but we know a lot of people here in Dallas are not Nico fans. Nico ain't screwing this up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the latest and greatest on Nico? What have you heard since?
What a great
since the trade.
Love that transition.
It's been quiet since. Whether it's been you, another reporter, just things you've heard. What's the latest and greatest on Nico?
It hasn't really been a topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. We're gonna hear from him in a couple of days, though.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday, right after the first round.
Mm. Last time we talked, everyone was hyped.
Yeah, they were.
This time, I don't know. Maybe the tone will be great. I don't. I I think it's always interesting.
Oh, it's going to be jubilant. I mean, you can.
Because the last time you got a big thing, we were all there and it was awkward.
Well, they had a big thing when we weren't.
Oh, they also had that too.
That also happened.
Forgot about the closed
door.
Shout
out to Grant Affleck. Shout out to Grant Affleck.
The closed door.
Were you mad that you didn't get invited?
Nah, I honestly.
You can say it. Go ahead. Come on. It's not like Nico's listening.
Nah,
I'll say it for you. You were, weren't you? You
well, were a little, there's, I mean, there's a there's layers to it.
Well, absolutely, dude, bro. You grind every day.
And you're on the road,
it's and not some like
you're
just random, here. You know. I mean, I saw the list of some of the people that made it, and I'm like, all right, I know they're not covering this team every day the same way my boy Grant Affleck
is.
That's
just facts.
Yeah, I felt like it was honestly like kind of a good thing in a way, because like okay. I don't know if they wanted me in there, doing
right? Because you were ready to ask some questions.
Yeah, I had a list.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you still got that list.
It might be on my phone, phone app. A long time ago, I don't delete those, so it might be on there.
If you could ask Nico one question right now, what would it be? You get one.
He kind of covered a lot of like we kind of already like did it.
No,
but
no. Give me. I know Grant Affleck has a question that no one else has asked.
Well, I'm super curious about stuff that some people don't care about, like. The Quentin Grimes trade still is kind of
oh no,
like a
Fred.
Crazy
Fred's
to
very curious about
well,
that. He's a Quentin Grimes guy.
I'm a Quentin Grimes guy. I sort of understood it because look, he'd kind of played himself out of what you were going to be able to pay him, though, right?
Yeah, they already weren't getting a deal done before the season started. But to me, it was like kind of the other ramifications. Like you already had a very injured roster, and they hard capped themselves at 14 players.
Yeah,
and then now even like obviously, I can't say. Oh, someone who's running a team should know they would win the lottery. But like now they're over the second apron.
Or did they? Or did they? And look, I'm every NBA writer that we've had on, I'll just shoot you straight. I'm convinced, and you're not, and look, you can tell me to the cows come home. This thing was set up from the get up. Okay. I don't believe in coincidences. Okay. And our boy Eric Pincus came on the other day and threw out statistical, you know, like what are the chances of us being human beings, right? Like what, less than 1%? Yeah. I mean, that was the analogy he used. Like the idea that, you know, we were able to somehow maneuver from our father's sperm to our mother's egg and become life is...
And do a radio show and then talk together.
And then do a radio show and do what we're doing now is, you know, less than 1%. And yet... You know what? What do you say? 2 out of 100 is the chances that you could get that the Mavericks could get the first pick, right? Oh, by the way, on the heels of trading away, you know, maybe the biggest superstar in the NBA, not named Nikola Jokic. So whatever. I was a newspaper reporter. I've been skeptical. I'll stay skeptical. That said, and we'll kind of tease this. Your initial thought in Grant's brain when you saw that the Dallas Mavericks had won the lottery.
Honestly, I like to think that you know them doing well benefits me, of course.
So yeah, you
obviously. You know?
So, I am here for it.
So when it hit the commercial break, I just assumed that like the crappiest possible outcome would be the one that would happen for me. So I was like, it'll be fourth pick. And then the whole way, oh, it'll be third. It'll be second. And then,
you know, I was like, covering Ace Bailey.
I was honestly just like, wow, like. That's a lot of people kept telling me what you were saying, like, oh, they're gonna win it tonight, you know, like joking, like, oh, because the trade or whatever was rigged. And I was like, oh, whatever, you know. And then I was like, oh, wow, might have to have some detailed conversations with people now.
I mean, look, I mean, look, me and Blake talked about this after the trade happened, because the thing that everybody tends to forget is that. Nico and Adam Silver just happened to be at a nondescript Mavericks-Detroit Pistons game the day before that trade happens. You tell me those two didn't talk?
Well, Grant Affleck PR would tell you that Adam Silver was in Detroit because they were submitting a bid for the WNBA expansion franchise.
Oh, no, I know what he was there for. But I watched the hell, there's the clip of him talking to Detroit Pistons people on the site, you know, whatever, kind of like they would talk to Mavericks TV. All I'm saying is I find it very hard to believe that Nico, who was there too. Oh, by the way, doesn't talk to Adam Silver. Hey, you know what? We got this trade going down tomorrow. Just be ready for it. I'm just, again, I'm a skeptic. What can I say?
Skeptic.
I don't want to put my man, hold it against him, right? Because like I said, every person we've talked to has said, I'm crazy, which I'm okay with. All right. Wouldn't be the first time I've been told that, won't be the last. All right. We still got more to talk to with Grant.
Is Grant onto something? Is Fred crazy? Do we like the Mavericks roster going into
next season?
Should
we do a Grant top five?
We should.
Let's do a Grant theme top five.
What does Grant think of this new Mavericks roster with Cooper Flagg joining it, Daniel Gafford's extension, and what that means for the Mavericks future next on The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.